After round three of the World Seven Series was played out in front of empty stands in Wellington, the organisers promised a rugby party in Sydney, and they delivered, with more than 75,000 fans coming through the gates over 3 days. And most of them, it would seem, had come to see Fiji do what only Fijian seven players can do. But the world champions slipped up twice, once against new coach Gareth Baber's home nation Wales in pool play, and then fatally against New Zealand in the Cup quarter-final, when he says a last-minute brain fade cost his team dearly.
You come up against a team like New Zealand, and the work ethic and pride they have in their jersey is equal to ours, and I think that's, you know, is a big focus whenever you go into a game, is paying due respect to your opposition to ensure that you put everything possible into your jersey and you work hard for each other on the field. And I thought we did that today, as New Zealand did. There was nothing between the teams, and really probably just at the end of that, maybe a little bit of ill discipline, and having a ball with 45 seconds to go off a scrummage, and we give it up, and then they go the length of the field.
To their credit, Fiji regrouped and went on to finish fifth with an emphatic win over the USA, but with four rounds down and six to go, they'll find it hard to close the gap on runaway leaders South Africa. As for Samoa, once again they did a pretty good job of shooting themselves in the foot with some woeful errors. Their best performance of the tournament came with the win over Scotland, but they followed that with a dismal showing against Russia in the playoffs that left coach Sir Gordon Titchens fuming.
So it's a disgrace. It was a disgraceful performance. There's no energy, there's no the will and the want to really perform for your country. And it was obvious. I never mind a loss at all as a coach. I told them that. There are games we're going to lose, but you know, we can walk off and we gave it our best shot. We didn't give it our best shot at this today.
PNG completed their second tournament of the season as a guest team with a much, much improved performance. Sure, they didn't win a game, but they were competitive, unlike in Wellington, and they produced some great tries that had the crowd roaring. Coach Dougie Guy says he hopes people back home will notice what they did, particularly those holding the purse strings.
Fingers crossed, we've turned a couple of heads or a couple of checkbooks, but at the moment we can't control. We've got to just control what we can, and that's trying to stick the boys together, work as a playing group, and then if the funding comes along, it comes along. It's pretty tough competing against the rugby league back at home. They've got all the major funding, and they've got probably close to a budget of 20 million. But tournaments like this, we've got to put in the hard yards to perform, so to get a bit of notice from the corporate support and to an extent the government there.
In the women's event, Fijiano were slow out of the blocks, but rallied to put on two sterling efforts against Australia, and they certainly had the world and Olympic champions rattled. The Fijians rounded out the event with a win over Russia to secure fifth spot for the second tournament in a row, something they have never achieved before. Like their men, PNG's women's team couldn't find a way to win, but they did produce one of the stars of the tournament in Joanna Lagona. Remarkably, she scored all but five of her team's 54 points, including nine tries.
I had a dream coming to play and to be a try scorer. This is my first time in HSBC, but always positive, like being out of countries.
What's the overall experience been for you? Because, of course, you and your team, you lack the experience that so many of the teams here have.
For me, the team is new. I've been traveling 8 years for Oceania and even for the Pacific Games. But, you know, the experience side, playing with them is a thing to learn behind.
And just to emphasise what a wonderful performance it was, it earned Joanna a place in the end-of-tournament Dream Team alongside World Player of the Year, Australia's Charlotte Kaslick, and five more of the game's finest. Remember the name, Joanna Lagona. She could be a Rugby Sevens star in the making.